USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a big infrastructure bill marking a huge legislative accomplishment. During an event at the White House, Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema says the bill will fund major upgrades while creating good new jobs.
Our plan will create millions of jobs and make our country stronger, safer, and more globally competitive without raising taxes on everyday Americans.
Closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continuing in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Defense attorney Mark Richards saying the prosecution's case has blown up and his client is innocent. Richards saying the people Rittenhouse shot and killed were the aggressors and his client only came to Kenosha, Wisconsin to help people and protect businesses. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and injuring another. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Speaking outside of a courthouse in Washington, D.C. after his first appearance in a court after turning himself in for not complying with a subpoena by the January 6th committee, former White House Chief of Staff Steve Bannon says he has been wrongfully charged.
Well, I'm never going to back down, and they took on the wrong guy this time, okay? They took on the wrong guy.
Bannon's attorney, Dave Schoen, adding,
there is nothing about this case that reflects a pursuit of the equal justice under the law. This thing was a scam from the beginning.
Bannon is charged over his refusal to appear for a deposition and his refusal to produce documents. Each count carries a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year in jail, along with fines. Florida lawmakers are reportedly looking at ways to fight vaccine mandates in a special legislative session. They'll consider protections for those who don't want to comply with workplace COVID vaccine mandates. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Voters across America will head to the polls in less than a year to determine who has control of Congress in the 2022 midterm elections. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott believes the GOP's best issues will be inflation and taxes.
The Democrats have gone off a deep end. They're bankrupting this country. They want to say, oh, we're going to give you everything. They forget to tell people, oh, by the way, you're going to have to pay for it. Your taxes are going up. Everybody's taxes are going up, and inflation is getting worse and worse.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, that audio courtesy of Fox Business, President Biden promised during the 2020 presidential election year not to raise taxes for those making less than $400,000 a year. In Liverpool, England, a taxi exploded on Sunday, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, says that it's a terrorist attack and more attacks from terror groups could be on the way.
The Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, JTAC, are today raising the UK's threat level from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely.
Four men have been arrested in the city under the Terrorism Act. Police say they are still trying to figure out the motivation for the attack. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.